Revolution.
Human. Are you human? Welcome to the Medicine Show. And it is just before Christmas. This is kind of like our Christmas show. So tonight we have, we hopefully got a fun show all lined up. And tonight is our guest is Michael Fabro, an acoustic pop rock performance artist, which has fused multiple styles into a dynamic live act. He also is a master at guitar, and he accomplished this. You got your master's in, where in Italy?
In Barcelona.
See, so we're going to hear some Spanish guitar then, I guess. Spanish-influenced guitar.
We might get a little of that in there.
All right, well, The Medicine Show is a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. So up until a while ago, these territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. And so I'm going to let Ali say hi, because that's my mother calling.
You can put your phone at first in the silence.
No, I'm going to talk to my mother. Hi.
Okay, hello, everybody. We are here with our special guest.
You want to say hi?
What was your name? I'm so sorry.
Michael.
Michael, okay. So tonight, I prefer to waiting for the salt of the earth, the Jason Lawrence. So the tonight's prescription is if you careless of people suffering, they deserve not this name, human being. I think it's a kind of this struggling prescription. Just you're waiting. Do you want to join me? Okay.
You know, when your mother calls, I think that was like, it's almost part of the prescription, you know, about being human. These are the types of things that you should be doing. Have a heart. You know, are you a human being at all? Anyway, so let's put this on. We're now going onto Facebook Live. So you want to see what's happening in the studio, just tune into Vancouver Medicine Show on Facebook and you can see what's happening in the studio. Yes. Well, let's turn the camera around. There's Michael Fabro. Hey. So, and how far did you get in the script here while I was on the phone with my mother, Ali? Okay, let's put this here. I'm going to put Facebook down live, and you guys can tune in as you like.
You can have it here.
Okay, there you go. Anyway, so we are, as I said, we're a variety show. We're here with you at CITR and UBC. And, I was about to say that up until recently, this has been unceded territory, and supposedly there's a lot of the land is now being ceded in Vancouver and BC through new contracts and negotiations called treaties that are being established now. I want to educate myself more on this process, but I did want to say that over the last while I've been saying that this is unceded, and I've been corrected by somebody who is studying law and says that. So just wanted to say that there's more to look into about that. So having Michael in the studio, and our prescription is earn your title as a human being by caring for others' pain. If you care less for people's suffering, you do not deserve the name human being. And so my friend has written this in. This is we won't be back until after New Year's. So this is our Christmas show. We want to say God has created us all from the same clay, and should one organ be troubled by pain, others would suffer severe strain. So acknowledging that. Oh, and by the way, Merry Christmas to all and happy birthday, Jesus. And so moving right along with our show, wanted to introduce our guest that's in the studio here with us. Michael Fabro is an acoustic pop rock performance artist with a focus on crowd-pleasing hits and infectious vocal hooks. The young artist has fused multiple styles into a dynamic live act. Let's just focus on him.
I feel like I wrote that biography a little while ago. I don't know if young is really applicable anymore, but
he still looks young, so it's okay.
Young enough, I suppose.
He's a certified master of the Spanish guitar, an accomplished vocalist and performer. Formerly based in Barcelona, Spain, Michael brings a unique element to his songwriting, fusing pop melodies, the technicality of a trained musician, and a Spanish influence. Over a growing career, he has played festivals in Canada, the United States, and Europe, worked as a session musician, lectured in universities, and performed as a local actor. Now based in his native city of Vancouver, Michael continues to build his own catalog of upbeat music. So, welcome to the show, Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Yay.
Yeah.
Do you want to start out with a song?
I think we could do that.
What song do you want to start with tonight?
I think I'm going to start with one of my tunes. This is a newer one. So let me grab the guitar here.
Absolutely. What's it called?
This one's called Little Voices.
I'm gonna say while he's doing that, if anybody does feel like calling in tonight about the prescription or to say hi to Michael, just do it after a song or when there is like a commercial, or you can even do it while we're talking, and we'll get to your phone call as soon as we can. So go ahead.
All right, shall we?
Yeah.
Whiskey from a stool beside the bar, smoky-eyed and frisky, yeah, she stares off from afar. Well, I was so enamored by a dirty type of glamour, she caught me off my guard. My chest is beating, my lungs are screaming, but she can't hear me at all. Hey, 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 yeah. And with her hair draped down her shoulders and a choker around her neck, I just want to hold her until our bodies start to sweat. But she's a different animal, she'll eat me like a cannibal. A love I'm bound to regret. I should walk away, come back another day, but I want what I can't get. Hey, 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 yeah. And I can't breathe and I can't speak without you. The little voices in my head won't come through. And I'm a creep, but it's so bleak without you. Well, I'll just drink myself to sleep, that's what I'll do. So I wake up in the morning with a monster in my head, and I keep the liquor pouring, thinking what I should have said. That you're the type of lady, tie up and call me baby, wanna keep you strapped to the bed. But I can't lie, when you walk by, I just sit there, drunk and dead. Hey, 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 yeah. And I can't breathe and I can't speak without you. The little voices in my head won't come through. And I'm a creep, but it's so bleak without you. So I'll just drink myself to sleep, that's what I'll do. Through. and I'm a creep, but it's so bleak without you. So I'll just drink myself to sleep, that's what I'll do. La 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 la. And I can't breathe and I can't speak without you. The little voices in my head won't come through. And I'm a creep, but it's so bleak without you. So I'll just drink myself to sleep. That's what I'll do.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. Thank you.
I'm very happy.
Are you?
Yeah.
Excellent. Do we need to take a break for a commercial, or are we gay?
No, just we can bloom for one more song.
Let's do it. How about another song,
we do another
Michael?
Song?
Yeah.
All right, let's do another song.
That was very upbeat, so let's... keep the ball rolling.
You want to keep it upbeat?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, anything. If you want to tune it down to another Mellor song, that's fine. I just love the music.
All right, let's keep it upbeat. This is the newest tune that I've written here. I haven't played this a lot of times, but I really like it. It's got this sort of Canadian folk rocky sort of feel, but it's a little dirty. It's a little grungy. So
nice.
Yeah, I like it. It's loving at the same time. So that's kind of... I don't know. We'll see how
that kind of goes with your blues roots as well, right? I mean, you come from a blues background from before, so the smoky, dirty blues.
Yeah,
sort of
I love the blues. I mean, truthfully, I think like what's really interesting, if I can kind of take a little side note just to talk about sort of music and whatnot. What's cool about flamenco, and not that like I'm a flamenco guitarist by any means, but just spending a lot of time in Spain and playing Spanish guitar, and I more so play like classical music. Sort of traditional classical guitar. But I spent a lot of time hanging out in flamenco bars and with flamenco musicians and just trying to learn sort of via osmosis, if you will. And what's great about flamenco is it's kind of like the blues of Spain in that it's so emotional. There's a select handful of different chord progressions that you might use, just like you would in like a Texas blues or a Chicago shuffle or something like that, right? And then the guitar playing, for example, is just so emotionally responsive. And for me, that's really cool. So I can connect with that with blues. And then I really connected with that with flamenco music as well. So anyway, that's kind of where it ties in. And I thought that was really interesting. This is neither of those things. This is very much a pop rock tune. But I really like it. So this is a song called Hard Times.
Hard Times.
Hard Times. It's not really about hard times. It's just the first line. Sometimes we get stuck in hard times, but we got whiskey, we got red wine. You say I love you in the morning, it's like I'm laying in the sunshine. And when I see you in the evening, I want your body up against mine. You're talking dirty with the right lines, it gets me going every damn time. I want a rich red wine and good champagne. We'll flick the cork up the bottle, watch it rain. I want to drink to the end of the glass till we feel inspired. And take your hands, make a move on me, and open up my heart. Let me see if I can make you feel the way that I feel desired. And now tell me that you want me. I want that love like ecstasy. Come on, touch me, baby, touch me right now, baby, don't stop. We get stuck in hard times, but we got whiskey, we got red wine. You say I love you in the morning, it's like I'm laying in the sunshine. And when I see you in the evening, I want your body up against mine. You're chucking dirty with the right lines, it gets me going every damn time. And I don't care, baby, what you wear. I want your pants on the floor, your shirt on the chair. Wanna move with your body the way we move best together. And I don't mind if the neighbors hear, want you to scream my name out loud and clear, and run your nails down the skin on my back and tear it like leather. So tell me that you want me. I want that love like ecstasy. Come on, touch me, baby. Touch me right there, baby. Don't stop. We get stuck in hard times, but we got whiskey, we got red wine. You say I love you in the morning, it's like I'm laying in the sunshine. I went out to you in the evening, I want your body up against mine. You're talking dirty with the right lines, it gets me going every damn time. Oh, yeah. Way you want me, you know I love the way you need me, you know I love the way you tease me, oh baby come please me, you know I love the way you want me, you know I love the way you need me, you know I love the way you tease me, oh baby come please me, cause sometimes we're stuck in hard times, but we got whiskey, we got red wine, you say I love you in the morning, it's like I'm laying in the sunshine. And when I see you in the evening, I want your body up against mine. You're talking dirty with the right lines, it gets me going every damn time. Cause sometimes we're stuck in hard times.
All right, thank you.
Energy is in the house. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back in a moment or two.
Hi, this is Sam from The Go Team, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Are you interested in Vancouver's local music scene? Then join CITR's Music Collective. We handle all things music, from setting, taken down, and just enjoying live performances to archiving. Join the collective to hang out with like-minded, music-obsessed folks. Open to everyone, no experience necessary. For Word on the Street podcasts and more info about the collective, visit CITR.ca and email volunteer at CITR.ca to get involved.
Featuring a wide range of music from India, including popular music from the 1930s to the present.
Rhythms, India.
Alternating Sundays, 8 to 9 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM.
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 CITR, Voices of UBC.
I'm Melissa. I'm a settler from Epiquette, or Prince Edward Island, the traditional territories of the Mi'kmaq peoples.
Hi, I'm Ben. I'm Jewish and Korean and grew up mostly in Shawnee Territory in the United States.
My name is Autumn Schnell, and I am Treaty 11 Gwich'in and Inuvialuit on my mom's side, and on my dad's side, I am of German descent.
And we're members of the Indigenous Collective.
Do you have a passion for Indigenous issues?
What about decolonization?
Our show Unceded Airways airs every Monday at 11 a.m., so come by CITR to hang out.
If you're interested in Indigenous representation and empowerment, or just want to hang out with cool folks who are, then this collective is for you.
Email volunteer at CITR.ca to get involved.
Yes, we're back on the Madison Show with Michael Fabreau. Thank you very much for joining us, Michael.
Thank you for having me.
Excellent to have you. And love this high energy stuff. It's quite a treat. So I want to ask you about our prescription because, you know, it's the end of the year. I want to know if there's anything we can perhaps, maybe we'll spark an idea for someone to have one of them New Year's resolutions and start. I joked and I said, perhaps I could stop kicking the cat. Not that I'd kick the cat, but there's a lot of, you know, things we can do better in our lives. So our prescription was earn your title as a human being by being more caring for others in pain. And that's how you can earn your title as a human being. And so since we're all made from the same stuff, we're all humans. Do you have anything that you wanted to add to the subject of the show?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is an interesting topic. I mean, when we were sort of talking about it before the show, just sort of getting to the nitty-gritty of what this is all about. One of the things that you brought up was just about, you know, you went to a really basic example of if you see somebody struggling on the street, like, what do you do to help them? And I think, like, a lot of us as Vancouverites can sort of relate to this because how many times are you walking downtown or walking down the street? I mean, you can walk in any of the suburbs at this point and see a big homeless problem. Obviously, it's a big crisis that's going on right now. And, yeah, it's interesting because you want to help, and I think a lot of us that are sort of socially aware want to help, but you're not totally sure what to do. You're not totally sure how to go about it. You're not totally sure how to change your mentality, and I think that, like, that's something that we can all work on. And so I had an experience, and I was thinking about this when you sort of prefaced me on this, and what I thought about was if I could just kind of allude to a quick little story here.
No, please.
Yeah.
We love the stories on the Medicine Show.
So I did recently, my girlfriend's company is involved in the Vancouver Sleepout. And the Sleepout is essentially like everybody from the company or from the organization spends a night sleeping on the street and you bring some cardboard boxes and you bring a sleeping bag and you spend the night there. And it's not supposed to be, you know, a festive thing. It's just supposed to be to experience, to get the smallest little taste of what living on the street is like. And it's the Covenant House that hosts it. And so they came in and they sort of debriefed everybody and gave their presentation. And like, I was really moved by the Covenant House and what they did. And obviously, I don't know if you know about the Covenant House, but they focus on...
Yeah, a good friend of mine is working there, so...
Okay, well, there we go. So this is fitting. With them getting youth off the street, I mean, first of all, just like the statistics are pretty staggering. But they do some fantastic work. And I think that like... What I realized about this is not to sort of be like pretentious about this idea and that like, oh, I slept on the street, so therefore I have an understanding of what these people go through, because I don't. It would be wrong of me to suggest that. I think that what I can do is to help is I can contribute to places like the Covenant House. I can do these kind of things that raise awareness. And the Covenant House, those are the people that are equipped to help these people. Those are the people that can do something. So I think that like, as far as I'm concerned, if we can give to different organizations, the Covenant House just being one example, but there's many good ones out there that are doing, you know, active roles in helping people on the street. I think that that's something that we can all do to help, right? Rather than trying to take matters into our own hands, contribute to somebody that's educated on the topic, that knows how to help, and help them help other people.
Yeah, and I think it's important to mention that a lot of people feel nervous about giving money to organizations that are like nonprofit charities and stuff like that. I do suggest you do your research about who you contribute to, but if you don't feel comfortable about giving money, go and volunteer. Go and, you know, help. There's many ways to help out these types of organizations. So.
Absolutely. Whether that's being involved in something or whether that's giving money. I mean, that's the other thing. Like involving your time in something is meaningful as well.
Yeah, definitely. Or if you're a musician, go play some music.
Go play some music. That's true.
Raise awareness.
Yeah.
You know what I used to love going to? The DOA used to put on these concerts for raising awareness for like I remember going to a white spot workers union party for the people who worked at White Spot because they were being treated unfairly. Great stuff. These guys know how to throw a party for a good reason.
Right on. See, that's good.
Yeah. Now, Ali, we were talking about this, how we came up with this concept.
Okay.
Oh, we're back to the prescription. Yes, it's true. So being a human being, you know, it's true a lot. It just seems to, I mentioned this last week about platitudes and the idea of, you know, something just being a nicety that people say and it loses its meaning because, you know, everybody knows you should help and be a good person. Well, I beg to differ. I think that our culture is losing sight of niceties and being a good person and losing contact with their, you know, with their communities. As a, people are going down the road. We are supposed to be Canada, the country that says thank you and please, and yet there's people driving down the street shaking their fists at each other.
Yeah. Which, so, know, in a human, are an emphatic, compassionate, and loving species.
We
are. You believe?
What's that?
Do we believe that to be true?
Yeah.
I would like to. I think we'd like to.
Yeah, I think so. It's natural to feel sad and worried or afraid about the troubles and pain of other people. You know? And so it means... And about those of cats and dogs and other animals. But they will focus on human being here, you know? So I wrote something about that. So, for example, if you heard about the people who go to bed hungry, as a billion of us do each night, you know, in a different part of the world, the same as Africa, I don't know.
Right.
So what's your feeling?
What I think that, you know, I'm in danger of repeating myself, but I believe that it is
definitely
sort of
your heart
a problem.
Has been moved.
Listen, I believe that a lot of the problems, the world's problems, are about, you know, these things are we're born with loving hearts. It's the corruption of the world and the experiences you go through that loses touch. So, I mean, I think that. You know, this is a simple thing. You know, children are the answer. Children are the treasures of the community. Let's bring them up with, you know, don't just leave them with caretakers. Give them some love and give them some morals and integrity as they grow older. And then encourage them to be lawyers and politicians and let them change the future. Like, I know it's danger, you know. You don't want your kids being corrupted by politics. But... it's really important to empower children with good ideas and lots of love and support when they grow up. So because these are the decision makers for the future. So I believe that, you know, that's one thing. People really, you know, there's an old Boy Scout thing where you're supposed to stop and help little old ladies across the street. Absolutely. You know, just this, we had a guest on here recently. I'm not even going to try and remember exactly who and the name right this second, but she was saying that, like, have an intuition and try and read people a little bit. And, you know, you see something happening, step up, become part of it, become part of the solution. By, if you see someone struggling, you know, say, hey, can I help you? Or you see someone that's down, try and give them some nice words, you know, get involved. Or the opposite, if someone's having a hard time by someone's being harassed, say something. It's like that anti-bullying thing, you know. Don't just be part of the mob mentality laughing at someone's misery. Say, no, this is not right. You guys, stop. This is, you know, something's got to be said. So those are a few ideas that I think that are really important. And niceties can never be overstated. I don't believe in platitudes. I think love is not a platitude.
Yeah, I think that somebody just believe. And I asked exactly the same from my friend, and he said, I'm not living in peace. So how can I thinking to other people that have so much problem in the throughout the world? You know?
Yeah, everything's relative.
Yeah.
It's all relative, man. Mm-hmm. So do we want to I want to rip open this Buffy St. Marie album and play some songs, but Ernesto's at the door. I'm going to run and open that. Do you want to play another song while I'm getting the door?
I'd be happy to play another song.
Yes,
that'd be great. What is it called?
Right thing to do. You know what? I'm going to play a cover tune for you if I can do that. Sure. If you guys are okay with that. I'm going to do Black Magic Woman.
Yeah.
Which we all know and love.
Black Magic.
And I'm going to do a little like bit of a flamencoed out version. So let's see how this one goes. Let's make sure the guitar is in tune.
It's my question. For playing a flamenco style, just you using the same tune as a classical one?
Yeah, I mean, you could use a standard classical guitar. I think, like, there's a couple very subtle differences about playing the flamenco guitar versus playing, you know, a traditional nylon string classical guitar. The flamenco guitar, the strings are a little bit lower, so you get more of this more percussive sound. I think that the classical guitar is quite a bit more bassy because the classical guitar is like is meant to be played on its own in a concert, right? It's not meant to be amplified. The real traditionalists think amplification of classical guitars is, you know, just so sacrilegious. And I mean, that's a different debate in itself. But the flamenco guitar, it's got the lower strings. It's got different wood. The wood that it's made of is a little bit different. It's got a little bit more of a punchy sort of sound. You can move your fingers a little faster across the board for a lot of the licks. But that's not to say that you can't sort of cross over a lot of this music. And a lot of modern composition in classical music and flamenco music borrows from one another, and I think that's really cool. So, yeah, that's just kind of like the traditional breakdown, if you will. Anyway. All right, so let's try this one. Got a black magic woman. I got a black magic woman. I got a black magic woman. She's got me so blind that I can't see. I got a black magic woman, and she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. And stop messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Or you might just pick up my magic sticks. Spell on me, baby. You got your spell on me, baby. You got your spell on me, baby. You're turning my heart into stone. I need you so bad, magic woman. Yeah, I can't leave you alone. No, no. No, 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 no.
Oh my God, that's great.
Thank you.
Beautiful stuff.
You know, I think he just sort of blended the flamenco style with your singing. Oh my God.
That was the idea. It's a blend of flamenco, yeah, and Santana.
Santana.
And Fleetwood Mac, if you really want to go back to the
and
original.
I'm trying to
version.
Identify this style of singing because it's so dynamic. It almost reminds me of one of the old classic crooners, the powerful, very clear singing. Could you identify somebody that you think you sing like?
I don't know. That's a good question, actually.
It's a specific style.
Are you talking about are you suggesting like this sort of Sinatra, Dean Martin-y kind of style? I mean, I like
it's very clear
for me. I really like that sound. I really like the clear singers. I think
yes.
that I like, you know, I would love to be able to growl and scream and do all those kind of things too. I think it's fantastic, but that's just like not something that came naturally to my voice. So I think that like as an artist, you have to take what you do well and just try to do that to the best of your ability. And I think for me, I always subscribed a little bit more to this sort of. I don't know if this is the right word, like classical style of singing, but this really open sound, really big sound,
yeah.
sort of like semi-operatic. I love, like, I think just from a strictly technical singing perspective, I think somebody like Josh Groban is fantastic. I think Bublé is fantastic. Say what you want about him. I think he's got a great voice.
I've got stories.
Do you? Yeah.
Not that I can tell on the air. Never mind. He's a Vancouverite, you know.
He is. Yeah, of course. No, of course. But I think he's got a fantastic voice. And obviously a lot of his stuff comes from that sort of Sinatra, Dean Martin sound. It's ironic because I don't play that style at all, right? I think that it's just
no,
kind of
but this is
what
makes
my voice
does. Great fusion is when you're taking, you get flamenco, you got pop, you got these different styles. So
yeah, absolutely.
Music evolves. We don't get stuck in genres anymore.
No, and that's always been my goal with making music too, is not to be defined to one certain little thing. I just, you know, I've been playing music really actively for 16 years or something like that, and I've gone through so many different paths and twists and turns in what's excited me and what I've been into. And I think that if you're like conscious of all these things that you're listening to, they're going to come into your playing. And I think that's great. I don't think you should try to fight them to get out of there. I think you should just accept them and put it into, you know, a tightly knit package. Yeah, don't fight it. Just make the music.
Do we need a commercial right away? Because it's after it's like 40 minutes past the hour.
Yeah,
apparently.
Just say I have two questions. Is it one question?
No,
one?
Go in the microphone. Hello.
Okay, hello. just say I have two questions. The first one. Why the most of the flamenco players just wearing something black?
You know what? I don't know. I'm wearing something black because literally half an hour before I arrived here, I was playing at the Fairmont Waterfront, and I'm trying to look professional. And
that's what you wear at the Fairmont.
I suppose. I mean, I'm sure I could have picked something that wasn't black, but I think the black is kind of a slick look.
Yeah.
So, that was kind of what I got behind. It kind of looks cool, too, with the guitar, because, I mean, if you can see on, like, the Facebook Live or whatever, you know, the guitar is pretty bright, and it's kind of a nice contrast. I don't know. I like that. But
I like that too.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, anybody, hi Facebook Live, everybody out on Facebook,
right.
and everybody's friends that are friends of friends. If you want to see what's happening in the studio right now, just check out on Facebook, search out Vancouver Medicine Show, and we're going to continue right along, and we'll come back after this message. Are we all queued up for a commercial, or you want
to? Yes, we're going to the commercial for 2 minutes and then come back. We are here also.
Here at CITR Radio, we value your letters and feedback.
Dear Freddy Grisewood, Bagshot, sir, I am nearly 60 and I'm quite mad, but I do enjoy listening. If this continues to go on unabated, Dunkirk, Dark Days of the War, Backs to the Wall, Alva Liddell, Berlin Airlift, Moral Upheaval, A Perfume Case, Young Hippies, Roaming the Streets, Raping, Looting, and Killing. Yours, etc., Brigadier Arthur Dormanstrop, Mrs.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Facilitating moral upheaval since 1989.
A long time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
So vote.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlach, Chairman.
Hey, it's Cynthia from the Bike Kitchen. We moved, but we are still nearby. The Bike Kitchen is now located on East Mall in the trailer between Irving, Cape Barber, and Brock Hall. Come down and check out our selection of used bikes, work on your bike with our tools, or get a tune-up by one of our pro mechanics. We have a 1 or 2 day turnaround on all tune-ups. Check out our website, thebikekitchen.com, for more information about our services and prices.
The Medicine Show with Medicine Show family member Sean Wong from, this is his song, Dragons in the Sky from Son of James. Everyone sees, everyone falls, everyone bleeds. Get back, sit back. Get back, sit back, Jack. Get back, sit back. Get back, sit back, Jack. Break it down, break it down. Get back, sit back. Dragons in the sky. You fight for it, you don't make it cry. Dragons in the sky. Last week, that's Sean Wong and Anthony Fong. We're here from the Son of James, and Anthony was playing in Arhu. Wasn't that exciting?
Yeah, it's Arhu. Yeah, I think it was kind of the traditional Chinese instrument.
Yeah, it's a violin, but it's Chinese, yeah. And it sound is so cool because they're playing Chinese.
String, yeah, with the two string and they're playing with the bow. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's playing it like traditional Chinese style music to pop music that Sean had was performing in here last week. It was quite a cool little fusion thing.
All about
that was going
those
on.
Fusions.
I'm all about the fusion. So, you know, about the niceties, it is New Year's coming up. This will be our last show before the new year. And I did want to mention that I am holding in my hands the new Buffy St. Marie album, which has been out for a couple of weeks now or whenever it came out recently. And the promoters have sent me a copy, and I promised that I would open it on the air. So we're going to open it together. It's a Christmas gift for y'all. So listen. Oh. Here, turn up for sound effects. Crinkle, crinkle, crinkle. Okay. It's very exciting because it's got some of my favorite Buffy St. Marie songs of all time on here.
Which track you want?
So let's just do from the beginning, because this girl who's singing with her, Tanya Tanya Tagak is a throat singer. Yeah, she's an Inuit throat singer. As far as I know, I think she's Inuit. She's a throat singer. She's totally amazing. Let's hear it. This is You've Got to Run, Spirit of the Wind by Buffy St. Marie. And the name of the album is called Medicine Songs. Is it going yet?
Yeah, it's the first track.
Medicine Songs. We are back on the Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, from Coast Salish Territory. And And so, welcoming back with Michael Fabreau.
Hello, hello.
We're just listening to, that was You Gotta Run, Spirit of the Wind by Buffy St. Marie, and her new album, Medicine Songs, which is a collection of old and new. We're probably going to try and listen to a couple tracks from that. And before, we heard Son of James with Sean Wong and Anthony Fong. So,
what was the name for the song, Son of James song? Is it Dragon?
It was called Dragons in the Sky, which is also a new song for him. And he's just, I don't know if he's actually officially released it or if it's just coming out now, but I actually had to have him send it to me specially for this show. So actually, yeah, so that was the premiere for that song besides the live versions he did in here.
Cool.
Last week. So back to the music, Michael. So what about internet presence? You got a sort of a very unique name. Are you Googleable? Can people find you easily?
Yeah, if you just type in Michael Fabreau, I'd come up pretty quick there.
Michael
Fabreau.
So
I think my website comes up right at the top, and then there's a couple other little things that that I'm doing, some videos and some concert listings and all that fun stuff.
Did you have to work hard at SEO to get your name to the top, or is it just because it's a unique name?
I think I just Googled myself so many times that it just came to the top. No, I don't know. I did go into the SEO, and I did change that up a little bit, but eventually, just over time, it started to build up. If you go on to, if you Google my name, this shows you how much I do it. I'm just being exposed right now. But there's one other Michael Fabreau.
Expose yourself, yeah, Michael.
There's another Michael Fabreau who's in the middle of the first page. He's otherwise it's me. And then there's one guy who's like an environmental engineer, and his LinkedIn is more lit than mine. So, you know, unfortunately, like being a musician, LinkedIn is not like where you focus your time in on, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So he's got that. But, you know, I'm looking out for you, other Michael Fabreau. At some point, I'll knock you off that first page. So
knock you off the page. That's great. So any I know we got a list of gigs coming up. Do you want to see them or do you
you could read from it. I think I got a lot of them in my head. Some of them
you
I don't know.
I'm going to give you a cheat sheet here in case that helps.
A cheat sheet is good. Okay, so here's what's coming up. If you want to come hang out, well, this is like today. So today I was over at the Fairmont. Then tomorrow I'm at the Westin Bayshore at 12 o'clock. And then I'm at the River Rock Casino at 9 o'clock. Then on Monday, I'm at the Pacific Rim. I think that's a matinee on Monday. It's like 2:30 or something like that. And also, I don't know where you're listening from. Those are all downtown, more or less, except for the River Rock. You can also find me at the Seahorse Grill, which is this fantastic little restaurant. It's one of my favorite places to play. And I'm there every Thursday night, and that's on Crescent Beach. And it is awesome. I can't say enough great things about that place. I really enjoy playing there, as I do all the different venues. I mean, they're all unique in their own way, and you get sort of a different experience and a different clientele. So yes, please do come out. The rest of them are listed on the website. I keep it pretty up to date, or on Facebook. They're all there too. So I'm definitely around.
Someone can't remember all those details and wants
if
to
I
fit
can't remember
schedule.
All those details and it's my life. I have about like four calendars. There's one, you know, there's one written on the fridge at home, which is super useful. And, you know, like
it's Googleable, check it out.
Yeah, exactly. And then I had like about six of them on my phone. So, you know,
what is the website, Earl?
It's just michaelfabreau.com. So
very simple.
Pretty
nice.
Simple. Yeah.
Nice, nice.
So we snagged that one.
Okay, let's go for music.
Let's go for music.
Music. All right.
Music.
Let's
okay, what song do you want to do?
Well, we will do. We'll do the song Waking Up Alone, and
what can people expect from the shows? Are you going to be with backing tracks? You're going to be with just the guitars? Do you have a band? What's going to happen there?
They're a little different. Each one's a little bit different. Most of the time, more often than not, it's just me with a guitar, and I try to separate it into a few different sets and a few different styles. So I really try to encompass, like what we were talking about before, a lot of these different fusions. So I'm going to have a segment where I'm going to play more classical-inspired nylon string music, you know, flamenco fusion music, kind of like the Black Magic Woman. Some of it's going to be straight up like classical guitar music or like sort of flamenco-style music or whatever. And then I'm going to have sections where I'm playing pop music. You know, I'm playing pop songs, lots of pop covers, you know.
But it's just you and your guitar for these shows.
It's just me and the guitar. There are some duos that I do. So for example, on New Year's Eve, we're playing at the Hard Rock Casino, which is going to be a great gig. So I think that's like 9 to 1:30 or something like that. And that's going to be with this guitar player and myself. So this other guitar player, his name is Chris Russell. And he's like a bluegrass guitar player.
Tell him to get a hold of us. We want to hear from him too.
Sure. Yeah, I will.
The Bollywood group?
Okay, so this is this Bollywood.
Panica.
Yeah, this this Bollywood group is really cool, actually. It's something that's like completely out of the blue for me that kind of came up, and it's very different. So essentially, like, to give a little backstory, I got hired to do a session for a Pakistani singer, and I just got hired to be the guitar player, essentially. That came from, he was a student at one of the music schools that I teach at, and he came in for some guitar lessons because he wanted to play guitar on his own tracks, and then he got frustrated after a couple weeks and just said, well, why don't you just play the guitar on my tracks? And he hired me as a session musician. So I came in, and we did that, and the project just didn't really pan out for one reason or the other. The session drummer and keyboard player were just fantastic musicians. We really clicked doing this session, and we started chatting after the show. And they said, hey, you know, we're pretty active in this Indian music scene, and this is in Surrey.
So exciting.
Yeah, and they said...
Bollywood meets flamenco.
Yeah, and that's kind of how they said it, too. They said it's so different because, like, you know, there's sort of, like any style, there's a traditional approach to playing it. But their idea was you can bring something new to the table. And it was really cool for me because a lot of these tunes, like, I don't know what the hell is going on. So it's like
kind of the Indian traditional folklore music?
By ear.
Well, it's like, I don't know enough about Indian music, truthfully. It's Bollywood music. So I think like a lot of these songs are pop songs in India, so to speak. I mean, I don't know enough about that scene. But it's beautiful music. It's fantastic. We're working on some new music. And hopefully we get that
percussion.
Going. Yeah, no, and they're just fantastic musicians. So I'm excited about that too. We just filmed a TV show, part of a TV show that I think is airing out in the UK. It's it's a DJ that's looking for a singer on one of his tracks, and we were the house band in that gig, so it was kind of cool. There's been some pretty interesting stuff that's come up about it, so that's okay. Definitely a unique one.
Mm-hmm. So I did want to mention Samantha. Big shout out to Samantha, who just called in on my phone while we're streaming Facebook Live. She wanted to hear the song that you're going to play next. So shout outs to Samantha. Thanks for giving me a call. If anybody wants to call, what's the phone number to call? Do you know the phone number?
The phone number is 604-822-2487.
That's the on-air one. Wait till he's finished playing a song and say hi to Michael Favreau. Give us any suggestions or hellos. So this is Waking Up Alone. And Ernesto, feel free to like go from here wherever you like. So let's give him a microphone.
Thank you. All right. Is it one of your talents? Shall we?
Yes, please do while I bang around in the studio.
All right, so this is an interesting tune, and I was planning on playing this one later in the night anyway, so now, I suppose. And it's a good one because I wrote it a while ago, truthfully. I wrote it when I was in Spain. And, you know, I think I've lost, like, a lot of the connection that I had to it initially, and I think now it's just kind of become a good song. But it's meaningful in the sense that when I came back to Vancouver about a year and a half ago, this was kind of the first song that it got a little bit of traction on the CBC Searchlight competition. I'm sure you guys are familiar with that one there.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it was cool.
I'm
it
jealous.
Kind of, yeah. So yeah, tell me about it. So it got a little traction there, and it kind of got some inspiration flowing again. Obviously, it was a bit of a change to come back here after a long period of time.
Did you come into the top 10, or did you win the Searchlight, or what happened?
No, I got the popular vote for the Vancouver region, so for Vancouver proper, with this song. So it was good. So a lot of people got out there and voted for this tune that I'm going to play you right now. Okay. And so it's called Waking Up Alone.
Thank you. How'd she wake up here with such a smile? It's 6 a.m. and I'm still half asleep. The light comes pouring in, it's time to rise. She's got plans, she's got the day to creep. I never cared about the morning time. Now I'm inspired by this time of day. The sky is fresh and there's a breeze outside. The sun comes crashing in the bed we lay. Now that I'm lying by myself, I close up the windows. 'Cause I hate waking up alone. And I hate calling on the phone just to try and reach you. Let's say if I'll get through, is this the new dance that we'll do? I hate waking up alone. I hate the quiet in my home. And I hate watching the TV in the language that I speak. And now it's boring to see. If you're not here with me. As the year goes by, it's not the same. But I wind up back in my old place. She takes the lonely nights, they disappear. Now I got pillows just to fill the space. Did I get lucky just to have her alone? For the time I had, the time we shared a home. No, it ain't easy to keep moving around the world. When you find yourself and lose another girl, is she here with you now? She knows you'll never be selfish. But I hate waking up alone. And I hate calling on the phone just to try and reach you. Let's say if I'll get through, is this the new dance that we'll do? I hate waking up alone. I hate the quiet in my home. And I hate watching the TV in the language that I speak. And now it's boring to see. If you're not here with me. And I know in this time of our lives, it seems a little worthless. But I know when I wake up beside you, it feels a little too perfect. A little too real. Too good to be true. Up alone. I hate the quiet in my home. And I hate watching the TV in the language that I speak. And now it's boring to see. If you're not here with me.
Thank you, Michael Fabreau. Amazing. That was the one I was listening to right before I came here on your website. That comes up. If anyone wants to check out michaelfabreau.com, you'll hear that song.
It was an original one?
That's an original tune, yeah.
Yes. Oh, Milo, he's touched. rebound.
That's the idea of the song, yeah. Who likes waking up alone? Come on.
Really? We would like to give thanks to local indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. And to everyone around the world who stands up against tyranny and corruption or in their own way. So we would also like to acknowledge all the people around the world who are experiencing hardship. Blessings to all, and our prayers go to all our relations, which is everyone and everything that we are surrounded by, including the animals, the environment, and our ancestors. Thank you to the Creator for the mercy and comforts we share. So this is our Christmas show, and to acknowledge compassion for all those who are experiencing the hardship that is affecting the people by such things as tyranny and corruption, or everything from, you know, there are other things such as natural disasters and other stuff. But this particular song is going out to a lot of people who are, well, who are having a hard time now. So this is from Buffy St. Marie's Medicine. This is actually from an older album, but it's on the Medicine Songs album. This is Buffy St. Marie, the Priests of the Golden Bull on the Medicine Show. Are you got that queued up there? Are we going into this song here? Buffy St. Marie!
Brought the bomb wrapped up in business cards and stained with steak. Who hires a maid to wash his money? Who keeps politicians on the take? Who puts outspoken third worlders in jail just to shut them down? Lies vary from place to place, but the truth is still the same, even in this town. Money junkies all over the world trample us on their way to the bank. They run in every race. Windigo, Windigo, Windigo. See it first, the dynamite, the dozers, the cancer and the acid rains. The corporate caterpillars come into our backyards and turn the world to pocket change. Indian reservations are the nuclear front line. Uranium poisoning kills. Starving in a handful of gluttons. We're drowning in their gravy spills. Their tongues are silver forks. There's a lack of wisdom. You can hear it on their breath. Confronting these priests of the golden bowl. They preach from the pulpit of the bottom line, and their minds rustle with billion-dollar bills. You say silver burns a hole in your pocket, and gold burns a hole in the soul. Uranium burns a hole in forever. It just gets out of control. There was a crooked man who walked a crooked mile. He raised a crooked sixpence to hide a crooked style. He won a crooked vote, and he smiled a crooked smile. Windigo, Windigo, Windigo. Tongues are silver forks. There's a lack of wisdom. You can hear it on their breath. Windigo, 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 Windigo. Windigo.
Medicine Show. Hey, we're back.
Not entirely sure, but.
No, we are. We're back on the Medicine Show now. I have to watch this.
Show. All right.
We're back. And here with Michael Fabro, who has traveled around the world, earned his master's degree in guitar in Barcelona, Spain. And he's back to share his passion for music with us here. And I did want to ask you, did you know Samantha?
Yeah, I do. Ah. That's my sister.
That's your sister.
She's a big supporter, though. She's the best.
Now that's wholesome, right? That's absolutely family connection is.
No, everybody's been super, super good about this. I think you need like people to support you when you're doing this. So, shout out to my family for being like a huge support the whole way, like the whole time. Anything that I wanted to do, they were never critical about the musical endeavor. And I think like, especially when you go into university and you put so much time and money into something, and then to come out of it not knowing what the hell is going to happen, and just, you know, having them believe and go like, you know what, I'm not going to question it, because like, I believe in your talent and I think that it's going to work out for you. So, and they've always been like that. So that's been amazing. They come to the shows quite a bit, which is awesome. So yeah, shout out to them for sure. To my sister who's a great artist, as well. And she does a lot of writing about music. She'd kick me if I called her a music journalist, but she writes some great pieces about different bands and different local artists.
Yeah, totally.
But she's really a fantastic writer, and she writes for a music publication in Toronto called New Music, and she's written some really cool stuff about some bigger name artists.
So why is she not a musical journalist if that's what she's doing?
Well, I think that that's just not where her passion lies. Yeah, I suppose. I don't know. I don't want to speak. I don't want to put words in her mouth, so I should probably just shut up. But yeah, she's definitely got a really great musical mind, and so it's really nice to have her. And and as does my girlfriend's a huge support, and she really helps out a lot. So a big shout out to her too, and who's especially like, she's a writer and really a great creative and musician herself. And I think that like, it's really good if you're in a relationship as a musician to be with somebody that understands what the hell you're doing. And,
sure helps.
It really does. And especially like, just from a context, like for me, my biggest struggle is getting out lyrics. That's kind of where I can write tunes and I can write melodies and I can kick out some lyrics, then I get sort of stuck and the concept doesn't come through. And to have to like live with, a great writer is, and I guess like I was growing up with my sister as well, but with her now, to have somebody that's like, you know what, like just change your thinking a little bit and here's an idea and maybe work on that. And it's like, shit, like why didn't I think of that before? I don't know if I can swear on the thing here. But I just did.
Done. Cash out of the bag.
So lots of shout outs to all the supporters and to everybody that comes to the shows. And yeah, lots of people. There's lots of people that are so helpful.
I want to say a shout out to Michael Miguel. Miguel Chiu, who is on Facebook and said hello to everybody, and he's a Medicine Show family member. He's been with us since the beginning of the show, 3.5 years. Sometimes he's here, sometimes he's not, sometimes he's traveling around the world, but big shout-outs to you. I did want to ask, we talked about a prescription earlier. Has anybody come up with any solution, or what do you call that, resolutions for next year? What about you, Ali? Do you have any resolutions? Are you going to quit doing something or start anew, turn over a new leaf?
No, just to sing blondes.
You're going to stay blonde?
Yeah. Uncentered and at the peace in your role. Yeah, just to,
All right, what about, what do I want to do? I don't know. Do you got any ideas?
For my resolution?
Yeah, are you going to do a resolution this year that you can think of right away, or are you going to think on that one?
I don't know. I feel like I need to think on that one.
Yeah, it seems like a serious commitment. I'm definitely going to think on this one, too. I do know somebody that said that on New Year's, a couple years ago, they said right at midnight, this person I knew was going to have a shower and cleanse right at midnight and make a resolution on the moment to start a fresh New Year.
That is what interesting.
It's a very interesting concept, and I thought, well, that's very innovative.
I feel
have a shower on New Year's. Don't get drunk and do something stupid with your New Year's. Do something creative. And Anyway, no judgment against anybody who's going to have a drink or anything like that. I just, you know, start anew. I have dedicated myself before New Year's to respect and love myself more by trying to get a little more healthy and stop a few bad habits, just cut down and stuff like that. So I've already started that process. So.
That is good.
Just keep going.
Just keep going. Okay, how about some more music?
Sure, we can play some more music. How many more tunes we got? What do you think?
What time is it?
I think just one.
Just one?
Are we down? We're getting down to the last. Okay. We're getting down to the wire.
Okay, so here's a question. I'll let you guys help me out with this one. Do we want another original tune? I can kick out another original. Or do we want another cover tune? Or
original,
do we want
original.
A Christmas tune? We want an original tune?
Original, and I want to know, what's your favorite song? What are you writing about? Like something that you feel really passionate about? Are very strong about, that's the song I want to hear.
Okay, well, I don't know if this is that. I like this song a lot. I like it because I think it, like, it captures what I want to do as, like, a pop musician. And I think that, like, I don't try to suggest that I'm doing anything but try to write hooky pop songs. And I think that's okay. I think if you come at it honestly and say, like, hey, I want to write top 40 pop music, then that's great. And I think this is one of those songs. So this is really, it doesn't have a lot of depth. Is that the right word to use? I don't know.
This isn't very deep.
It's not deep. It's about having a good night.
if it's fun, it can be deeper than you think.
I'm sure it is, you know.
Someone's going to take some great, profound meaning from your
Well, I should rephrase that, because I think, like, the reality is, with everything that I write, I want to write about, like, relatable experiences. And I think that this is a super relatable experience, and this is something that, like, a lot of people can jump onto. And, I think that's you're right. That probably
is deeper.
Someone's
going to be out there pulling out their hair screaming, ah, it's so good!
Well, I can hope as much, so let's hope somebody's doing that. If
what's it called?
This is a song called Blackjack. I play my guitar with a burning cigarette. I look so debonair, oh yeah, I'm feeling good in here. But then I see those eyes, oh ho, that girl can make me sweat. It's like blackjack, you don't know what you're gonna get. But if you roll your dice, you could chance it right. You could spend your night with me, so maybe let's go. Don't let me walk away on my own, yeah. I wanna take you home, so we can stay up for a little bit longer. Oh, I can feel the hair stand up on my neck. So get up off your knees while I pick up the check. And you can blame it on me, oh ho, if you wanna stay, oh yeah. But I won't wait too long, I won't wait too long, that's the game I'm gonna play. But if you roll your dice, we could chance it right. You could spend your night with me, and baby, let's go. And don't let me walk away on my own, yeah. I wanna take you home, so we can stay up for a little bit longer. Now tell me, baby, oh, I wanna know, oh, if I can be your lover tonight. Not asking you to fall, I don't want it all. I don't have to keep on doing things right. We're falling on the floor, drink a little more. Made it till the morning, I think it's past four. Tell me, baby, oh, I wanna know, oh, if I can be your temporary white knight. Now tell me, babe. Oh, yeah, tell me, baby. Baby, let's go. And don't let me
walk away on my own, yeah. I wanna take you home, so we can stay here for a little bit longer. Oh, baby, let's go. No, don't let me walk away on my own, yeah. I wanna take you home, so we can stay up for a little bit longer. So we can stay up for a little bit longer. So we can stay up for a little bit longer. A little bit longer. Whoa, so we can stay up for a little bit longer.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael Favreau. And so we are coming to the close of our show, and just to touch base on our theme of the night. So I'm going to read from what you pulled up here, Ali. Long ago, the Buddha spoke of the first dart, an unavoidable physical pain. And given our hardwired nature as social beings, when those we care about are threatened or suffer, there is another kind of first dart, unavoidable emotional pain. For example, if you heard about people who go to bed hungry, as a billion of us do each night, of course your heart would be moved. And I'm pretty sure a calm guy, well, well, actually, you know what? Let's just, I just wanted to touch on that. That's human. That's being normal.
Yeah.
That's how people should get in touch with your, that part of yourself. If you feel like you've closed down and you can't feel for others, try getting, exercising your heart to the point where you can feel for others and being compassionate. So, we are getting to the end of our program, and every Friday night at 11 to 12:30, The Medicine Show is broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and online at CITR.ca and soon on our website. So I'm Jason Q. Lawrence with DJ Ali Babagazani from the back alley, and with us we have Ernesto Carbo. What's going on, Ernesto?
Everything's okay.
Is it okay? Great stuff. Thanks for being on the camera, for doing the Facebook Live for tonight. Thank the maker. Thanks to our guest, Michael Favreau. Thanks to our families, our parents, our siblings, and everyone out there listening out there in this beautiful city. Please let us know your thoughts on our website, medicineshow.ca. And what is it, Ali?
Yeah, just I'm going to say thank you for all our audience for the last year just hearing us. And just, I think we will be back in the middle of January, yeah?
Well, I think we've got one coming up at the beginning of January. Where's the calendar?
Yeah.
It's the first Friday in January. We do have a show scheduled for that. And so moving forward from there, we're going to leave you with a song, another song from the Medicine Songs of Buffy St. Marie. She's compiled this album, and I'm so happy to have this physical copy in my hand to share with you. The name of the song is Nono Keshegesh, and it is fully charged with meaningful lyrics on the subject as well.
Do you know what's the meaning of Keshegesh?
What's the meaning of Keshegesh?
I'm just not that educated. You know,
in the Persian languages, the Keshegesh just means struggle. Yeah, it's amazing. I don't know, maybe that makes sense.
Wow, and you know something? A lot of, yeah, I'm not even going to comment. This is amazing.
Yeah, this is amazing. It's exactly the meaning of a struggle. Yeah, when you're having a struggle with yourself, with something problem in your mind is struggling. It's Keshegesh. Yeah.
I did want to mention that coming up is the late night show with DJ Ray, spinning music all night long, drum and bass. Michael Favreau, do you want to go out with any words?
Well, just thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it a lot. Been my pleasure to be on the show, and and it's great. I mean, I think that to come and reach out to local artists and give a platform to play some new music, I find a lot of the time, you know, I play a lot of cover music and a lot of lounge music and stuff, which is awesome. It's fantastic. It's super creative to be an interpreter as well. I love doing that, but it's really nice to have a platform to play some original music, so thank you very much for that.
We have run out of time. I'm not sure if we're going to get all of Nono Keshegesh out to you all, but I really encourage you all to check out this. Oh, and also, I wasn't able to play Crystal Shawanda's song, Pray, Sister, Pray, but there's a music video on YouTube that has been encouraged to check out. It's about the Highway of Tears and all of the murdered, missing Indigenous women. There's a very emotional video out there. If you check out Crystal Shawanda, she's got an amazing video, Pray Sister Pray, and I'll get to that next week as well. Have a great night.
Hey there. This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit citr.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualcomm and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quechua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary. Unceded Airwaves airs Mondays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I'm Wicked Boogie King, making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding, fries are done, ding, fries are done, ding, fries are done, ding, fries are done. I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run. Don't buffer fries in hot fat, it really hurt bad, and so do skin grab. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Where is the bell? Wait for the bell. Can't hear the bell. Where is the bell? Ding, fries are done, ding, fries are done, ding, fries are done, ding, fries are done. I'm Wicked Burger King, making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding, fries are done, ding, fries are done, ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done.
On behalf of everybody at the Late Night Show, we wish you the very best of the holidays. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, or whatever the spirituality of the seasonal holidays. We wish you all the best.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
CCDNV.
Canadian content, drum and bass.
Hello.